Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Tampa Alley. See what was going on.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Rick Maurer is our guest. He is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And his website is rickmaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R. Did I say that right, Rick?
You did it. Yeah, that's right.
rickmaurer.com. So check that out, and you can find all the things that he does, all the work he's doing with regard to leading change. He helps his clients. He's also a pretty darn good jazz trombonist, by the way, and recently performed in the Big Apple, right, Rick?
In the Big Apple, yep.
How about that? So congratulations on that. We're talking about, Rick, we're talking about leading change. We've talked about leaders have to be able to lead the change. We talked about employees need to be honest so that the people who are managing and leading the change can find out what resources need to be applied to a project. So bottom line is there's got to be a lot of communication, right? A lot of honest and accurate and discerning and granular conversation.
Yeah, there's always a catch, isn't there? But you know, the good news is that when we do have better communication and communication on work-related stuff, a lot of the work gets simpler. You know, we don't have the headaches of like, oh God, how am I going to talk to Jim about that? Oh, how am I going to phrase it? Should I even talk to him about it? You know, that stuff goes out the window, and so stuff. You know, I'm not suggesting that it's heaven on earth, but it just makes work a whole lot easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So how do we make that happen?
Well, the first thing I think that we all need to do is get a picture of how other people see us, because there's a lot of research to indicate that we, all of us, overestimate our skills in all kinds of areas.
And our lovability factor too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now ours is well earned. We really are in the upper percentile. But these other people, it's not so good. So we need that feedback loop. We need to find out. Oh, I think I'm communicating clearly, and the answer is no, you're not. Mm-hmm. That I've got to find those people where I buy them a cup of coffee or something who are going to start to tell me the truth. You can keep it really simple, mm-hmm. but you've got to get that picture that other people have. Then you can start to say, gee, do I need more skills? Do I just need to pay attention to these two things? You know, but you got to start with having that clear picture of who you are.
I was brought in as a consultant on a project once to try to lead change, help them lead some change, and the purchasing agent was one of those honest people. He said, you know what, we love working here. We love our boss, but you know, you realize that you're not the first person to try to make this happen, right? I said, what do you mean? He said, yeah, we've done this a couple of times before, but it gets to a certain point and the boss won't push it through. The boss won't stick with it. And so we get all excited and it just fizzles. So I was able to take that honesty back to the boss and say, look, you got a credibility problem. Your people will follow you, you know, into the fire, because they love you, they love working here. But when it comes to taking on something like this, you got to create a credibility problem. You got to finish one of these things.
Yep. That's good, and that's great. I mean, so if your listeners are lucky enough to have a consultant or a vendor who's hanging around a lot, or someone who people feel freer to talk to, maybe that's the place to start. You don't ask them to name names, mm-hmm. of course. But, I mean, they were lucky to have you. But if they don't have it, there's got to be people around to say, oh, yeah, you know, your drivers, when we get together, they say blah, 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 you know, whatever it might be.
But regardless of how it happens, you need that feedback, don't you?
You do.
You need that picture, that clear picture, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And it's hard. And it's hard for me. It's hard for just about anybody. You know, and so it's...
One way to see if it, how much of it is you, though, is get it to a point where you can let the team manage it, and you stay away for a while and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I might not start on with the biggest project in the world, but
right.
I might, you know, but that's a great idea.
No, I mean, just not don't attend all the meetings and see see how they go, right?
That's a good idea.
RickMaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R. Hey, Rick, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Rick Maurer will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.